Joel, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. Kicksville. The Grippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes agape.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Davis, big dummy, 844-999. Hold on, we've got Kyle on the line. Kyle, just getting underway here playing for Team Sober.
Welcome back to the program, Kyle. Here is your question. What cartoon takes place in the fictional town of Frostbite Falls?
Movie
or television show?
It's been made into a movie, but originally a cartoon.
Okay.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Grinch and Stole Christmas?
No.
No.
I think it's
Frostbite what?
Whoville. Frostbite Falls.
Oh, you're right, that is who.
I think it was the worst cartoon ever.
Chilly Willy?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, yeah, that's up.
Okay. Anybody like Rocky and Bullwinkle?
No, not at all.
I want to say I do, but I don't know. It's so little.
They sucked. It was awful.
I think Bullwinkle was just funny.
Oh, the name is funny, if nothing else. Yeah, Rocky definitely sucked. I don't think Bullwinkle was funny as much as Rocky sucked so much you would just rather hear from Bullwinkle.
Yeah, fair.
All right, here's your question. How many legal border crossings are there between the United States and Mexico? Is it 20, 30, 40, or 50?
Oof. 30.
50?
There are, in fact, 50 legal border crossings.
That's a lot.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's not more than that. All right, Kyle, question three.
Question number three, you got a 50, well, in my mind, a 50-50 shot on this. On the TV show The Big Bang Theory, whenever any of the characters wear a superhero shirt, is it Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
It is, in fact, DC, because their parent company also owns DC.
Okay.
It is that simple. All right. In 1994, Super Nintendo released a game based on what TV show? WWF Wrestling, as it was then, The George Carlin Show, Mantis, or Home Improvement?
WWF?
See, that's the logical. That is the logical guess. That's the only guess.
Was it?
It was Home Improvement, dude.
Why?
I don't know.
It was a massive show.
It was a massive show, yeah. But they put out a video game, and I guess when you bought this video game, it did not come with instructions because, based on Tim Allen's character, it said real men don't need instructions. So I have no idea how you played it. I don't know what the goal was, but you know.
That was the funny thing, because they always screwed stuff up.
Always, right?
All right, Kyle. Question five now.
Question number five, what is the only continent with land in all four hemispheres?
The only continent.
Oh, man.
All four hemispheres.
Africa?
Yeah. Africa feels right just because it's in the middle and huge.
Yeah, that's exactly mm-hmm. it. Much like being sure.
I just didn't know how you divide the other hemispheres. I guess that's the international
North, south, east, west. Yeah.
So that's Greenwich, Connecticut, right? Or Greenwich, England. Right?
Yeah.
Greenwich, Connecticut. That's where it is. Runs right through there, right through the insurance company. Game is up. Big dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey! Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Andrew, sober, not sober?
Sober.
All right, Andrew, welcome to the show. Our men's room poll, you got to bite into one in your food. Will it be a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
Seeing that I'm in pest control and I've probably already eaten a couple cockroaches, I'm just going to go cockroach.
Cockroach it is.
Right. By the way, a complaint comment came in. It says, I used to love you guys, but now I'm not so sure. No love for Rocky and Bullwinkle. No, there is no love for them to
I
be
don't think so.
I'm sorry. I mean, listen, I understand. Maybe you like them. It just means you have poor taste and have no idea what the hell you're talking about. But it's all right. It's all right. All right, multiple choice for you. A man named William M. Burton, he received a patent for his, quote, magic moving potion. We now know his magic moving potion as what? Gasoline, Vaseline, KY jelly, or WD-40?
WD-40?
I'll say KY jelly.
Gotta be.
Gasoline.
Oh. It would have been much more fun if it was KY.
Yeah, that was my first thought, to make it multiple choice. This next one sounds a little crazy. I might be able to help you with a hint. What is a somnambulist? Miles Montgomery is, in fact, a somnambulist. And, Miles, so that you understand what I'm talking about, because you are a somnambulist, it's why you sat in your own front yard in your underwear in the middle of the night.
I have no idea.
Sleepwalker.
Correct.
Yeah. I haven't done it in a while that I remember.
But that's why he sat in the middle of his yard in his underwear. Not being freaky deaky, he's a sleepwalker.
Pretty sure I might have made him grilled cheese in the middle of the night, though, last night.
Really?
Yes.
Dang.
Because it was a pan and a spatula on the stove as
well. Well, then somebody did.
Yeah.
All right, your question. From 1916, what?
To me, it sounds like sometimes you just don't remember doing stuff.
I think I woke up at like 1 o'clock and made a grilled cheese.
Damn. Yeah. Had you been out?
No.
He just woke up.
Yeah, she's like, I thought a grilled cheese. I think I made one.
I like that. I respect it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the mood for a grilled cheese. I'm going to go cook a grilled cheese.
I'm
hungry. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. So what? From 1916 to 1938, what coin featured a buffalo on its backside? Big shirt.
Was it a nickel?
It was the buffalo nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was it the bison nickel, Ted?
Well, it's a bison, the animal, but it is a buffalo nickel, because that's what they called it.
Yes, it is.
Everybody.
But was it a picture of a bison or a buffalo?
Oh, it's a picture of a bison.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Tyler, sober, not sober.
Sober, sir.
All right. Welcome to the program, Tyler. Okay, our men's room poll. Bite one into one on your food. Will it be a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
And I like to be different than everyone, but I'll just go cockroach.
Cockroaches. Were you thinking Band-Aid for a minute?
I was thinking the nail, but then I was like, I don't want to break my teeth.
There you go.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. The worst thing.
If you did bite into your food and there's a Band-Aid or fingernail,
yeah,
would you want to see the person who's responsible for it? Like if I said, look, I know who it is. Do you want to see what they look like?
Nah, just make me a new batch.
Hell yeah, I want to know.
I don't know if you do, man. Some guy back there scratching his butt, and you got a fingernail. It's like, All right, here's your question. In what country would you find the volcano Krakatoa?
I'll go Tahiti.
Indonesia.
Okay.
It's in the place where the volcanoes are. All right, 50-50 shot on this one. In the Supreme Court's historic 1973 Roe versus Wade decision, was Nancy McCorvey, was she Roe or was she Wade? To protect her identity, they gave her a pseudonym during the time of the trial.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right, most people would not know that, but it was a fake name to protect her identity until the end of the trial. Anyway, so in that Roe versus Wade decision, was Norma McCorvey Roe or Wade?
I'll go Roe.
Okay.
Well done.
Yeah.
They gave her the name Jane Roe. That's the name they gave her.
Big Dummy is the game. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Hola. Devin, sober, not sober. Are you there, Devin?
Sober.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm sober.
All right, Devin. Welcome to the show. Okay, you're going to bite into one of your food. Is it going to be a fingernail, a metal screw, a Band-Aid, or a cockroach?
I'm going to say as much as it would hurt, a metal screw.
Metal screw it is.
Mm. All right.
All right, here is your question. What mythological creature was the longtime mascot for Mobil Gas?
For Mobil Gas?
For Mobil Gas, yes. Used to be any Mobil Gas station. Go ahead.
I'm going to guess Pegasus.
I think you got it. All right, know your gasoline. That's amazing. Okay, I was thinking, is it that or a centaur? What a Ted's animals. I was like, no, it's a Pegasus because it had wings.
Centaur.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why that's funny to me. What's the difference, but still.
Yeah, right. Well, wings.
Exxon.
Wings and a head, yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Did you rather run into a unicorn or a Pegasus?
Pegasus?
Yeah, but it can fly, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to hop on its back.
Right. I mean, unicorn just walking around with a big horn on its head. Who cares?
That just seems dangerous.
I mean, play ring toss and you're done. You know? I mean, seriously.
That's all that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride my unicorn to every bar that's having a ladies' night.
You don't think I come flying down
on
my Pegasus?
Oh, come on. I show up on my unicorn?
Oh, I fly. I take that.
I'm waiting for you to show up at the bar first. That's the whole thing. I'm waiting for you to show up. It's going to look good when you get there. Like, oh, my God, he has a unicorn. And as they're admiring your unicorn, I'm like, the count below, everyone, as I bring my Pegasus in.
I might poop on you.
Yeah. And then I'll bring them something like, oh, who's that? The cheap-ass unicorn is there. Oh, Ted, I didn't know you were here. Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Jen, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Jen. Welcome to the show. Okay, Jen, have you thought about what you might want to bite into in your food?
Let's go fingernail.
All right, cool.
Fingernail. Nice.
I like the confidence with which you said that.
Do you chew on your fingernails?
I used to. Not anymore, though.
Okay.
Would you chew on my fingernail if I offered you my finger?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
How about for $100?
Probably not.
$500. $500. I will wash my hands.
One finger.
Just chew the nail.
Off.
No, I don't think so.
$1,000.
Maybe $1,000.
Okay. All right.
At least we found your price.
Found a bulb. Everyone could be bought, Miles. Everyone. All right.
I'm like, I'd do it for $1,000.
Speaking of, you would do it just to do it.
No, I'd like $1,000.
You bit into a man's blister at a bar and sprayed pizza with pus. I saw this with my own eyes.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
That never happened, Jen. Who would do that?
Miles. All right, here's your question.
Yuck, I don't know.
Miles would. He did it.
Right, there's no question. He did it.
This is not make-believe.
Don't believe them, Jen.
Here's your question. How much does it cost to purchase Boardwalk in a game of Monopoly?
$350.
$400.
Probably never landed on it.
Yeah.
Less than it costs to eat Steve's fingernail. All right, you got one more?
Yeah, no kidding. What ingredient does French vanilla ice cream have in it that regular vanilla ice cream does not?
I don't know if I know this.
I think I do know this.
It's just a simple ingredient in ice cream.
Oh,
if you add this one ingredient, it becomes French vanilla.
Can I do it with one hand?
Probably. Mm. Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Is that the answer?
Yes.
It would explain the color difference, Jen.
It's delicious. I like these on everything.
It's more yellowish, the French vanilla.
Vanilla extract.
Eggs.
Edible eggs.
All right, there you go on the game of Big Dummy. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, time for a few emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. All right, let's just jump right in. The birthday request, guys. Today is my son Connor's 14th birthday. He'd really like an original face sandwich. And the Germans talking about being 14 years old. Thanks, guys. That from his mom.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, I know what you are doing at 14 years old. It is what I would be talking about to you if you were 18 years old.
Yes, you know, so I remember when I was 14, I started to slow dance with the ladies at dances. Through that. Ask them all if they'd like to dance. Ask them out for a soda. You won't regret.
Yeah, I do not wear sweatpants on the weekend in public.
Yeah, and seriously, man. You're a tough age. Don't sweat it. It'll be all right.
You'll survive, bro.
I think back on stuff when I was that age. Like, oh, I was so nervous. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter at all.
Guys, it's my birthday. Can I get a barbershop fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about grinding tools for a living? Oh, yeah, it's also my twin brother's birthday, Andrew, pronounced skunk ape. That from Ed.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Yeah, you silly boy. When someone says they grind tools for a living, what they actually mean is that they show the tool on Grindr.
Yeah, so you know, it's the end of the day, I haven't grinded a tool since I stopped being a male stripper.
Yeah. I wanted to grind my tools this morning, but I had to come to work.
Jesus.
Rotolo's today is my beautiful girlfriend of over 6 years' birthday. Her name is Desiree. I would love to have you guys talk all over yourselves about how Valentine's Day and birthdays need to be celebrated separately. That would be great. Thanks, guys. She'll love it. That from the best damn boyfriend in all of the world, Garrett. I would agree with you wholeheartedly.
I completely disagree. Her birthday, that. I mean, that's it's a two-for-one shot here. Her birthday is Valentine's Day. Go celebrate
it.
Sucks.
It's her birthday. That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Guys, I'd like to make a birthday request to my friend Logan, pronounced jailbait, turning 26 years old, and can I get the dirty Germans talking about dating a Brazilian girl? Thanks from Patrick.
Yeah, I've dated many women, and at some point, all of them became Brazilian girls.
Yeah, the last time I dated this Brazilian girl, she came a surprise.
Oh, no way. Get out of here.
Yeah, like a box of Cracker Jacks. You don't know under the skirt.
Hello, gentlemen. Today is my roommate Heather's 30th birthday. She's so upset about it that she took 2 weeks vacation to New Zealand. Boo effing who. Anyway, can you give her a big old bong rip and some inspirational thoughts from Miles? That from the head writer, Sir Jolly Joe. Just because you don't look good doesn't mean you'll never have sex. It just means you'll never have sex with anyone who's attractive.
That's pretty nice right there. That was sweet. Thanks.
My birthday, I was able to nab Rage Against the Machine tickets. I'm out delivering packages while blasting their music, so I'm not handling everyone's packages with tender care. But can I get those dirty Germans giving me advice on how to properly handle people's packages? That from Tyler.
Yeah, it's simple with your mouth.
Yeah, so, you know, in my place where I live, it seems like the proper way is just throws them over the fence.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Anything? Handle with care? Nothing?
They just get tossed over.
Okay.
So they don't ring the bell.
They scratch out the word fragile and write broken.
Yeah.
Over.
Fragile.
Hello, Michellas. I want to send a happy 31st to my brother Dave, the self-proclaimed big hose. Love you, man. That from Robert and Becca. Can I get a little Coach Ted explaining how to fix that busted golf hack he calls a swing? And, of course, your penis is too small. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Now, look, Coach could sit here and tell you a lot of things. Like, number one, your grip should be firm, holding like a dead bird. Strong enough that it doesn't get away, but strong enough, right, that you don't hurt it. A second of all, the thing is, son, your golf swing sucks because you got no tempo. Tempo is the key to this golf swing. Take a hit of weed. Talk to the tempo coach. Swing coach, that's what I call him.
Yeah.
Hang on. We talk to the swing coach.
Hello, Michelle. Can the dirty Germans please wish an Alice in Chains themed birthday to my beautiful wife, Barb, pronounced Barb. Hot, kind, and smart. I must have done something right in a previous life to end up with a girl. Love from your boy, and maybe a Kirk Cousins if you could throw that in as well.
You like that? You like that?
Yeah, it was not to be Alice in Chains, but to be Bob in Chains. We'll call her Bob Wire tonight.
Yeah, you know, after I unplug her and give her a new facelift, maybe she'll, her black will give way to blue?
Yeah, for your party, we will be singing the song Wood, but spell it different. And then tonight, I will be singing Man in the Box.
Yeah, then you know, by the end of the night, she surely will be a junkhead.
I'm going to show her my rooster.
Yeah, she loves lots of junk.
I'm going to bleed her freak.
Happy birthday to Morris, the sexiest mother in town in the eyes of your girl, KK. How about an Andro penis followed by a super long bong rip? Thanks, guys. That from Kelly.
Andro penis.
Of course.
Oh, KK.
Load it. Fire it up. Guys, birthday shout out to my buddy Justin, 37 years old, both avid listeners to your show and have been for 10 years. We yell men's room sound bites across the roof at each other while we're at work, and you know we drink men's room red after. How about a cut that bitch off next caller and the dirty Germans talking about a birthday karaoke party? That from Joe.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller!
Yeah, I like karaoke parties because there's never any actual singing.
Yeah, it's the karaoke party. It's the best part of the night.
Yeah, the only one making noise is me. Lord!
Robin.
Greetings, Miss Robin and the guys. Today is the last time I celebrate my birthday at my place of employment. I am 63 years old today, and I'm out of here soon. Please give me a suck it up cupcake and maybe some dirty Germans as well. That from Tom.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Yeah, oddly enough, for your birthday, I want you to suck up on my cupcake.
Yeah, as you know, it's the best part of the cupcake. It's just the top.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
BT.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails. Subject is poppy seeds. Guys, I used to work in industry, and the industry had random drug testing, government requirements, all that. Random test results came back on a Friday afternoon before my PM shift. I am positive. Yes, it was in fact poppy seed muffins. The bitch was, I shouldn't have been able to return to work until retested on Monday. Boss made me work anyway. Should have had a weekend off, and it would have been paid. Retest on Monday had a negative result. That from Mike.
Hey, your boss already believes you.
Probably so.
Put me back to work, man.
I feel like you know if somebody's on opiates at work, too.
Opiates, I think, are the one that's hardest to tell, isn't it? Because most people who are on opiates are pretty well used to being on opiates, and it's just kind of...
We knew one guy we used to work with. I only knew he was on opiates
because he
betrayed pills for weed and told us, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Bitches and Wobbin, as far as the bad food, I had some crab and steak at the Golden Nugget, 40 miles outside of Vegas. By the time my cousins and I got to the strip, we were stopped at a red light, and I farted so bad that my cousin started to puke. Everyone bailed out of the car. There was a guy on a motorcycle next to us, and he smelled it and gagged on the smell. Needless to say, I'll never have surf and turf in Vegas again. And from Rob.
Wow, that's impressive.
That is impressive.
Something about surf and turf for the Golden Nugget sounds bad.
It really does.
Really?
Yeah, Golden Nugget, I don't know.
I think it sounds affordable.
The name is a little off to begin.
Yes.
I just think surf and turf, like, while delicious, it's...
You're rolling the dice.
Yeah, and it's something that should cost a little bit. Surf and turf.
Right. If it's cheap, don't do it.
Okay. When food did you dirty when I was 14, I went on a cruise with my family. At the end of dinner, we were given some type of dessert, and on this specific night, the dessert was chocolate ice cream. That was the lamest dessert on the whole trip, by the way. As I was eating my ice cream, I kept crunching what I believed to be very small ice crystals. No one else seemed to be acting oddly, so I continued to eat it. I eventually ended up with a larger ice cube, and I decided to suck on it until it melted rather than spitting it out on the table. Ice cube tasted funny, metallic even. It was at that point that I spit it out and found it was in fact glass.
Oh.
And my mouth had tons of cuts and blood. The ice cream cake from a huge container was there, but somehow I'm the only one in the dining room that got glass. I still can't eat plain chocolate ice cream without feeling like I taste blood. That from Kelly, the red-headed nanny in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah,
red-headed nanny in Dallas, Texas. This is like the beginning of a romance novel. A college swimmer peeing
in
a pool.
That's all she has to say.
What?
Beginning of a romance novel.
Hi, I'm Kelly, the redheaded nanny from Dallas.
I'm on my way, Kelly. I've got 48 hours.
I think she still lives in Dallas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Our guy's playing catch up with
Dallas
the podcast.
Named Kelly.
And talking about peeing in the pool. When I swam in college, our coach would not let us get out of the pool to pee. So between sets, if someone swam out to the flags, it was understood they were peeing. We would also do hot squirts. In the area you recently used the bathroom, you capture some of the water in your hands, bring your hands out, aim and squeeze your hands to shoot the warm water to an unsuspecting target. If you're not grossed out yet, before you push off the wall, you start peeing and continue to do so. That way, the next person to push off 5 to 10 seconds later gets to push off in your cloud. Ah, the memories. That from JW and one more. Guys, as far as what was broke, a friend was moving his boat on his property to get it ready for his son to pick up. When he towed the boat to the top of his driveway, he realized it was not hitched all the way.
Oh.
The boat then rolled down the driveway and smashed into his Jaguar that was only months old. Have a great day, guys. That from Bill.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to see everybody out here.
You know, it's always this time of year when Miles comes into the office and he won't stop talking about Valentine's Day and how much he loves it. What's he gonna do?
Guilty.
Right? And he's always like, Ted, do you have plans? I'm like, no, I'm single. You know that. Still single, ladies. You know, and he's just
they
like,
know.
Yeah. But you're just all about it, which I, you know what? I appreciate it.
I go in 100%.
Did you decorate this year? The lights and everything?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day bush?
The bush is decorated.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I did a little of that this morning.
Did you do that yourself?
Yeah, I did. I shaped it into a heart.
Oh,
and a little red dye. I do it every year.
So, first of all,
what?
Some funny things for Valentine's Day. I like Boston Market. I like ribs. I don't know why this just seems funny to me, but Boston Market is selling bouquets of baby back ribs.
Damn.
Yes.
Big Shirley's going to be happy this
How
year.
How could you not be happy with the
$30,
ribs?
You get 12 ribs wrapped up like a bouquet.
All right.
I don't know. It just feels odd.
Because I feel like for most of us, when you think Valentine's Day, you're imagining a guy giving a woman something. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why the idea of giving any woman in your life, I don't know, a bunch of ribs and calling it a Valentine's Day gift, to me, seems like a very bad
idea.
If
you have a girlfriend and she wants a bouquet of ribs for Valentine's
Day. Oh, she's
Day,
a keeper.
Marry her.
Mm-hmm. Ow, you always say that.
Why? Marry her.
So she likes ribs.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry her.
On Valentine's Day. This...
You should date somebody that likes that.
Yes.
Big
yes.
Shirley.
Big Shirley.
I am not buying ribs for a girl on Valentine's Day.
Big Shirley eat a bowl of beans during coitus.
Hungry girl?
Yeah. I mean, that is.
And I'd be like, as much as I.
There's no maintenance on that.
Well, you got to have to clean her up. She's been eating ribs.
Yeah.
The south might sting a little, baby.
But
also,
shower.
Like, barbecue is great, but there's nothing romantic about barbecue food. You know what I mean?
So they're sucking on ribs.
It's her idea.
Yeah. All right. So, right, again, you go to Boston Market and get her that bouquet of
just
ribs.
Just find one.
Right. Now, here's some other ideas. You can go to Chick-fil-A. They got a Valentine's Day dinner. 30 nuggets in. 6 chocolate chunk cookies.
Jesus.
10 chicken minis. All served in heart-shaped tins.
Okay, how many people are going with you? Is this just for two people?
It's Big Shirley.
Yeah.
The woman who wants a bouquet of ribs probably down with this,
well,
too.
Well, in fairness, Chick-fil-A nuggets are smaller.
Right, so I mean, you get 15 nuggets apiece. You get 3 cookies. You get 5 chicken minis.
What's a chicken mini, like a little chicken slider? Is that what I'm guessing?
I'm not positive.
I don't know either. Okay.
Yeah.
Buy it for Valentine's Day.
See, I'd rather have a spicy chicken sandwich, but that's me.
Now, Hooters. Hooters is bringing back the Shred Your Ex promotion.
Okay.
That means if you destroy a photo of your ex, either in the restaurant or on their website, you'll get a coupon for 10 boneless wings when you buy 10 wings.
What if you're dating a woman, all right? She wants to go to Hooters. Right. She wants to take a picture of her ex in, destroy it, and go to Hooters for Valentine's Day. Are you in?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Totally cool with that.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
I'm getting some free chicken out of this.
Yeah.
And you're mad at your ex.
I think if you buy, like, whatever you buy.
And then I'd say, you know what, honey? The only thing boneless tonight are these wings.
We're going to bone in tonight. You know what I'm saying?
I think you do.
God, that would be awesome.
I bought you a bouquet of ribs.
I know.
And I brought you to Hooters.
Right. Are you full of wings? Here's your ribs.
Give me some of that greasy butt tonight.
All right. Let's go over to Qdoba. The Qdoba for a Kiss deal is back. When you buy one entree and then get one by sharing a kiss with someone on Valentine's Day. And if you're single, it still works because...
Who do you kiss?
Who do you, the waitress?
You can kiss your dog.
Oh, damn.
Wait a minute.
Or even a photo on your phone.
Oh.
Here's me kissing a photo on my phone.
Oh.
Just do me a favor. If you're going to use advantage of this deal and you're going to kiss a photo, don't make it anybody you've actually dated.
Don't go.
That's weird.
Don't go there.
Take a picture of the store manager and then kiss that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'd like to walk up somebody on the street and go, hey, man, can I kiss your dog so I can get some food at Qdoba?
Get that queso, though.
They're going to kick your ass.
I kiss my phone for the queso, Qdoba.
I kiss my phone for a giant bag of their chips.
Oh, man.
But whose picture are you kissing?
Can you just order a big bag of chips and take it out of there?
You have like an old picture of Mariah Carey? I know this is from 2000, but...
No.
Yeah.
I think I would kiss... Yeah, maybe. I was going to say Meghan Markle, but I like Harry.
Kiss Harry, then.
Yeah.
I'll pull a picture of a dolphin. Just kiss his blowhole.
I'll just kiss a picture of myself. I'm here for the deal.
I love me some meat.
I am beautiful.
All right, Mike, this one's going to hurt. Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Now, Olive Garden, I like what they're doing here. They said, look, you don't even got to come in. They've got a to-go thing, a to-go dinner for two. It's a 3-course meal. Comes with super salad, dipping sauce for breadsticks, a shareable entree, and dessert. Yeah.
How much?
35.
That's not bad at all.
And you can grab a breadstick bouquet. Now, I will say this. I've known some ladies that enjoy a breadstick, and that's not a sex joke. The breadstick bouquet, I think you should really buy.
It's about the same color.
More so than the ribs.
Yeah, I'm picturing me just handing this bouquet of ribs to some woman. Like, I don't think it's going to go well. But if I gave her a bouquet of breadsticks.
I like that you think about it.
Think so.
Everyone else has like a dozen roses on the bus. Right, here's the head with a bouquet of ribs.
I think it's great.
Are you hoping for mud butt tonight?
Yeah. Ribs.
Do you want to sweat a lot during sex?
There's no sex. There's no sex after you eat ribs.
That's my
you
point.
Tell me the person who eats ribs and then has sex.
Right. Like, when is the last time you've been to an actual barbecue, not grilling food,
right.
An actual barbecue,
and
ate barbecue and went, hey, I'm now feeling horny.
You got a pregame, Ted. Then go out. Then we can eat as much as you want. It doesn't matter.
All right, the last one, California Pizza Kitchen. They're doing a $35 dinner for two promo as well.
A pie.
A pie.
With a hole cut out in the middle.
Yeah, like a lot of pizza places, they'll make a heart-shaped crust for no additional cost. And then they'll give you a gift card. Buy one, get one free on the return visit.
Okay.
So, yeah, a lot of stuff going on out there. But I caution you, be careful with the bouquet of ribs.
Get the bouquet of ribs. Do it.
Thank you, Head Chef. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up in 6 minutes, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in Michigan has been arrested after he moved into someone else's summer house. He moved their stuff out, changed the locks, and put up a new mailbox.
Damn.
That's a pro move right there, man.
That really is. Well, I'm big.
Bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it works out for him.
Hope he has to Sean.
I'm moving.
A scam artist catfished an 80-year-old man in Oregon and got him to spend $200,000 on a giant lion statue in China.
Did you see the size of that thing?
No, but I'm guessing.
Wow, wait a minute. Maybe the statue cost 200 G's.
Well, yeah, it did.
A scam would be like you got nothing. This dude got a giant statue, right?
Or he paid for it.
Yeah. Why did he buy this?
That's the question.
I mean, like, okay.
I think that's how he got scammed, is I don't think he actually wanted it.
If you really love me, you'll buy me a giant lion sculpture.
Right.
Holy God.
That's what I'm talking about. This is a giant lion sculpture.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's a cool sculpture.
But it's made out of a tree.
But if you didn't want it, it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he got scammed out of 200 grand and he's not going to get the lion.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right.
That was made from one tree, by the way.
That, right. Because that lion seems like it would cost 200 G's.
Absolutely.
As far as lions go.
Expensive lion.
And I don't know why, but Oregon seems like the right place.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A driver in Washington State was busted for using a giant stuffed dinosaur as a passenger to drive in the carpool lane.
You're not even trying.
Okay.
Shame on you. You want to get arrested at that point.
You do.
Or pulled over, as it were. So, I mean, at least people that... They use a dummy. It's like, if you go by fast enough, maybe it looks like an old person. A dinosaur looks like a dinosaur.
The guy that's using the skeleton or the zombie, you know, the prop for Halloween, at least he's trying. With a dinosaur, man,
like,
that's just
dinosaur.
Something in your friggin' front seat. Stupid. Moving on. Target's Cafe is now serving an icy that's, quote, wait for it, baby narwhal flavor.
Okay, who are they appealing to, polar bears?
I do not know.
I didn't know Target had the icy machine.
Yeah. You haven't seen the Target with the ice machine?
Nah, when I was a kid, we used to go to Kmart for ices.
Yeah, you're not right, man. Cool. Kmart, that was the place to go. So.
Yeah, you wouldn't know about that, Mike. Yeah.
Baby narwhal flavor, huh?
I don't want to drink anything that's baby flavored.
Yeah.
I haven't heard Kmart
unless it's made of real babies.
I haven't heard Kmart in the place to go in like 40 years.
Blue Light exactly special it. On ices. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The newest ransomware virus encrypts all of your files and demands nude photos to recover them.
You can have them.
You want your files?
Sure, here's
send
one.
Nudes.
Here's one right here.
Well, I won't be targeted.
Yeah, I feel safe.
That's right. I'll be fine.
Send us nudes.
We're going to use it against you.
Okay.
All right.
They tell us, all right, stop sending us nudes.
just caption it, hey, ladies. That's all I need. Let's see. 1 in 10 Americans use stalkerware spy app to track their partner or an ex.
Good 1 in 10?
You need help.
Stalker, what is it, software?
Stalker software, yeah.
No, like you don't know.
Yeah.
What happened to the good old days when they just sat in their car and went to your place of work?
Looked in your window.
Yeah.
Played a boombox outside and let's pretend like that's normal. And that she wouldn't turn away from that. Moving on. A man in Pennsylvania robbed a female acquaintance's house when she wasn't home and called her while he was inside.
That's the amateur part.
I got some creepy stories in here. Doggone it. Good
I'm
news.
Robbing your house.
Disneyland has hiked up its ticket prices past $200 a day. So if you're planning on going to Disneyland, be ready, because it's getting expensive just to get into the door.
200?
Over 200 a day.
Wow.
And that's per ticket, right? Wow.
Correct.
A day.
It's not getting expensive. I live at Disney parks, but they are expensive.
So everybody should take your kids to Disneyland. That just sealed it.
There's a lot of standing around and waiting going on.
Right. And then if you want to actually eat anything or get anything, that's also going to cost you way overpriced as well.
Mm-hmm. If I had to spend $600 to get me and my freaking kids into Disneyland, then I get 10 minutes private time with Cinderella at least two times while
I'm. You know what?
No questions asked, no safe words. Like, for that much money, I'm getting a tub.
We're doing the glass slipper.
Oh.
A couple in Montreal got more than the green pepper that they paid for.
What else did they get?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 at 844-999. Hola.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.